edge on both sides. "There they are now," said the voice. "The animals you see are called Dilophosaurs." Despite what the recording said, Tim saw only one. The Dilophosaur crouched on its hind legs by the river, drinking. It was built on the basic carnivore pattern, with a heavy tail, strong hind limbs, and a long neck. Its 10-foot-tall body was spotted yellow and black like a leopard. But it was the head that held Tim's attention. Two broad, curving crests ran along the top of the head from the eyes to the nose. The crests met in the center, making a V-shape above the dinosaur's head. The crests had red and black stripes, reminiscent of a parrot or toucan. The animal gave a soft hooting cry like an owl.
"They're pretty," Lex said.
"Dilophosaurus," the tape said, "is one of the earliest carnivorous dinosaurs. Scientists thought their jaw muscles were too weak to kill prey, and imagined they were primarily scavengers, but now we know they are poisonous." "Hey," Tim grinned, "all right." Again, the distinctive hooting call of the Dilophosaur drifted across the afternoon air toward them. Lex shifted uneasily in her seat.
"Are they really poisonous, Mr. Regis?"
"Don't worry about it," Ed Regis said.
"But are they?"
"Well, yes, Lex. Along with such living reptiles as Gila monsters and rattlesnakes, Dilophosaurus secretes a hematotoxin from glands in its mouth. Unconsciousness follows within minutes of a bite. The dinosaur will then finish the victim off at its leisure, making Dilophosaurus a beautiful but deadly addition to the animals you see here at Jurassic Park." The Land Cruiser turned a corner, leaving the river behind. Tim looked back, hoping for a last glimpse of the Dilophosaur. This was amazing. Poisonous dinosaurs. He wished he could stop the car, but everything was automatic. He bet Dr. Grant wanted to stop the car, too. "If you look on the bluff to the right, you'll see Les Gigantes, the site of our superb 3-star dining room. Chef Alain Richard hails from the world-famous Le Beaumanière in France. Make your reservations by dialing 4 from your hotel rooms." Tim looked up on the bluff and saw nothing.
Not for a while, though," Ed Regis said. "The restaurant won't even start construction until November."
"Continuing on our prehistoric safari, we come next to the herbivores of the Ornithischian group. If you look to your right, you can probably see them now." Tim saw two animals standing motionless in the shade of a large tree. Triceratops, the size and gray color of an elephant, with the truculent stance of a rhino. The horns above each eye curved 5 feet into the air, looking almost like inverted elephant tusks. A third rhino-like horn was located near the nose, and they had the beaky snout of a rhino. "Unlike other dinosaurs," the voice said, "Triceratops serratus can't see well. They're nearsighted, like the rhinos of today, and they tend to be surprised by moving objects. They'd charge our car if they were close enough to see it, but relax, folks. We're safe enough here. Triceratops have a fan-shaped crest behind their heads. It's made of solid bone, and it's very strong. These animals weigh about 7 tons each. Despite their appearance, they are actually quite docile. They know their handlers, and they'll allow themselves to be petted. They particularly like to be scratched in the hindquarters."
"Why don't they move?" Lex said. She rolled down her window. "Hey, stupid dinosaur, move!"
"Don't bother the animals, Lex," Ed Regis said.
"Why, it's stupid. They just sit there like a picture in a book," Lex said.